This is Rabbi Nathanael Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Friday, July 13th, 2018. We will learn the sixth Mishnah in the 16th chapter of Mishnah Yevamos. We're gradually moving towards the end. Sunday will be the Siyum, and Sunday will be the last Mishnah. We'll learn the seventh Mishnah in the 16th chapter. Which leaves us today with one Mishnah, Mishnah Vav. And we go back to two of the topics that we've discussed before in the last few Mishnayos. One is identifying the corpse, and the other is what is believed, what type of testimony. So the Mishnah says, Me'idin la'or haner u'la'or halavana. Right, you can use a candlelight or moonlight. Right, that light is sufficient to identify a body and say so-and-so is dead. We don't have to wait till there's full light, until the sun is out. Any amount of light is sufficient. Masi'in alpi batkol. You can have a woman remarry based on a voice. Nahir batkol does not mean a heavenly voice. All right, that would be a much more fascinating but scenario where God comes and says so-and-so is dead, but that's not the case in the Mishnah. Here, a bat kol means a voice that you hear, but you don't see the person speaking. And, excuse me, right, now the Mishnah will give us an example. Ma'isa be'echad she'amar al rosh ha'har ve'amar. Some guy gets up on the top of a mountain and screams. Maybe he's got a little bullhorn. Ish ploni ben ploni mimakum ploni meis. Right, so-and-so from this place, right, so-and-so, the son of so-and-so from this place, died. Halchu v'lamatzu sham adam. They went, they didn't find the corpse. V'hisiyu es ishto, they still believed him. Right, could be an animal carried it away. But somebody announced it, it was said, and we believe it. V'shuv ma'ase b'tzalmon. Right, there was another story in the place called Salmon. Be'echad she'amar, one guy who said, Ani ish ploni, ben ish ploni. I am Shloimi, the son of Maishi. Nishachani nachash, I just got bit by a snake. Ve'hare ani meit, and I'm at the end, I'm dying. Ve'holchu, they follow the voice, they find the body. Ve'lohi kiruhu, but he was, I guess the venom really, either they were out in the desert and it changed the body, the venom did something, but they didn't recognize the guy. And they permitted his wife to remarry because they heard him say, I am so-and-so, this right son of so-and-so, bit by a snake. They assume, based on that voice, that that is indeed the body lying in front of them. So today is a short day, a present for all of those long and complicated days. Concludes our learning for today and this week. We are one Mishnah away. Definitely make sure to come back. Join me in person at the Siyum. We will also put the podcast online for our final Mishnah. So please come and join me. Thanks so much.